Private sugar farmers in Barbados are thankful for the rain that we've had so far this year, but they are also hopeful that they will soon get an ease. That's what we're hearing from Chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley.
As you know, we've had a couple of years of very poor rainfall. We've been in drought for a couple of years, so we've had a couple of reasonably poor returns in terms of tonnage of cane. In 2019, BSIL did around 57,000 tons of cane delivered. This year was a bit better. In 2020, we did 65.24, so that was an improvement. The total tons for this year, including for the whole industry, was 90.18 thousand tons. Again, reasonably low. And we are hoping, of course, that 2021 will be a significant improvement on that. We've had very good rainfall, as everybody would know, from June right through until now. We would hope that the rains will ease up a bit now in December and January. Probably by, we would like it particularly by around the middle of December, because there would need to be a drying out period of the sugar canes to be repped in order to maximize the sugar content. From our side, from the BSIL side, we have applied all our fertilizer to ratoon cane. That was done in the period June to August. So the ratoon should be looking, and I've seen some of them, they're looking quite good. Of course, the heavy rains would have affected some farmers in planting. Some farmers planted early, and they were able to get in their plant cane. I think some of the farmers are behind because simply can't get into the fields in order to plant the cane. And that would be, of course, that plant cane would be for the 2022 crop. So that could be significant, but we're hoping that if the rain eases up now, that even then farmers will be able to get in planting now, between now and maybe the next couple of weeks.
According to the BSIL chairman, the ideal is to start the next crop in February, and they're also hoping to start negotiations with the Barbados Workers Union soon as well. But what about the financial situation facing the farmers?
We have, in conjunction with the Ministry of Agriculture and BAMC, we have been working very hard to try and uncomplicate the payment system. We had a very complicated payment system over the years. We now are getting $100 one week after delivery of cane. So we would have gotten that already. And then there's a $50 which is due on July the 31st. And all of this is per ton of cane. And we would have received that. We are working closely with them to get the final payment, which is a climate mitigation subsidy. And in the first year, which is this year, will be $40 per ton. In future years, that is adjusted depending on the tonnage per acre of each farm, so that if your tonnage increases, then you get slightly less of that $40, and if your tonnage decreases, then you get slightly more, but it's capped at $40. That was due on September 31st. This is a difficult time, of course, with the COVID-19 pandemic, etc. It's a very difficult and challenging time. So we are working closely with the government, the Ministry of Agriculture, etc., to get payment. And I understand that hopefully that will be shortcoming. That will be coming shortly.
Mr. Seeley says that amounts to around $2.6 million. For a total of 15 farmers in BSIL.
It's very essential because, of course, the farmers need to buy fertilizer, weedicides, etc. to look after the fields, but particularly fertilizer for plant cane, which needs to be put on in January. So it's important.
That's the chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, on Sagicor's early business.